counterfeit. Do you know that your children and yourselves exposed to the lie of the devil, of evolution? And unless we take active steps to counter, we lose. Can you imagine in the next generation, your children will not want to believe anymore? Why should we believe when there is no God? Creation Magazine is the work of a group of Bible-believing Christians. By the way, we have the editor himself tonight with us, Dr. Carl Whelan, founder and editor-in-chief of the Creation Magazine. In case you've not seen one, here it is. Packed with scientific fact, everyone to refute the lie of the devil. And you cannot counter the lie of evolution without facts. These are scientific facts. Now, the offer. This is not a sales gimmick. It is a genuine offer. This magazine carries no paid advertisements. All solid fact to reinforce your children and yourself with knowledge that is power. And for 3 years, there is this special, I say, unbelievable, unrepeatable offer from $92, already a cut-down price, to $69. You cannot get this anywhere else on planet Earth. So take advantage of this. You say, I'm too old to read scientific journals. You may be too old. Your children are waiting for the information. Have mercy on your children. So this offer is limited to today, past, tonight, still available. So take advantage. God bless you. I read it for you. Unbelievable offer. Creation Magazine subscription. Order a 3-year subscription of Creation Ministries International, Creation Magazine. I have never been able to puzzle out how they cram so much scientific fact into. How many pages are there, Doctor? 56 pages, solid fact in multicolor, technicolor, for just $69 for 3 years. It may mean saving your child, saving yourself from the delusion and the lie of the devil. So limited offer, first come, first serve, please. All available in Tabernacle Books. This is an offer and a loss to us. Now let's turn to God's Word. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, by the way, you wonder what's happened to my voice. You know, I have spent the last 3 weeks on missions to 4 cities, Melbourne, Sydney, Pulau Batam, Penang, and one more, Desaru. And when I went to Australia, I knew it was famous for kangaroos. But I never knew it had a bug called hemorrhagic influenza. And that bug found a ready victim. Here is the victim. I have asked God to at least give me back half a voice. Here is the half voice talking to you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Dearly beloved, pray that as you read, you understand God's word of instruction and warning. Verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come. What day? The day of the Lord's return. There are so many imposters, deceivers, who invent dates, saying the Lord is coming on such and such a date. Here he says, no, don't be deceived. But there are signs that must happen before the Lord returns. Here is one. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first. This is our focus tonight. A falling away. What is the falling away? We all believe in the Word of God, the body of doctrine that cannot change, is unchangeable, because it is the only way for our salvation. And this verse warns us there will be those who are supposed to preach the gospel who fall away and teach you something else, another gospel. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And the next development is a man of sin will be revealed. The son of perdition, the only other person in the Bible called son of perdition was Judas Iscariot, who sold Jesus and betrayed him, the traitor. Now, if this term is used to describe, you can be assured this man is up to no good. He will be a traitor to the faith. Now, verse 4 gives the clue for you to know who this man is, and you ought to know, because to be forewarned is to be forearmed. You ought to know. Verse 4. He opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God and that is worshipped. So he, as God, sits in the temple of God. Temple of God, by their own description, not that God made the temple, but this is created by this false Christ, false God, calling it the temple of God. And he seateth in this temple, showing himself that he is God. This is a riddle. Let me ask you, who is he? Who is the son of perdition who deceives and makes himself out as God to be worshipped? Do you know such an individual? Tonight's topic is deadly duo. Duo means a partnership of two people. This is a deadly partnership of two people. They are the fifth column in the enemy troops. Do you know what is the fifth column? You understand? When the rebel general in the Spanish Civil War was marching against Madrid, the capital, he announced, "I have four columns of soldiers, handpicked the best soldiers, but besides the four columns, I have a fifth column inside Madrid, the capital city, will fall because this fifth column are the locals inside the city. They are working for me." Do you know, one enemy in the camp can cause more damage than 1,000 troops outside. This is devil's strategy, to use ordained pastors to preach the false gospel. By them, people will be deceived. Hey, who is he? He's the Reverend so-and-so. Doctor of Divinity. Doctor of Theology. These are the deceivers and counterfeits. And yet, people see them as wonderful agents of God. Now, tonight is OHP night. For it will help and save me too much talking. Son of Perdition, and he is hailed. Please understand, the world is filled with evil and with imposters and counterfeits. Do you know his name? God the Father is his name. God the Son, Jesus Christ, head of the church, is his name. And he is called the Vicar of Christ, Holy Spirit. He wears the three names. Is he worshipped? Oh, dear friends. And 2 Corinthians 2 says, he, as God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself to be God. My patient went to Manila. I said, what are you going for? Oh, to see the Holy Father. And when he came, how many people met him? Nobody on earth is welcomed by such a crowd. 1 million lined the streets, came out for nights just to get a glimpse. And when they saw him, all knelt down, worshipped him. What do you know? If you don't believe it, seeing is believing. Here it is. Regularly, the priests come to St. Peter's Basilica or St. Peter's Cathedral and prostrate themselves to worship who? Holy Father. Who is the Holy Father? We sang just now the last hymn. Holy Father, here he is. And he sits there quite calmly acknowledging he is the Holy Father. Do you know that he is the head of the greatest, most lasting institution in the whole world? Do you know that his institution has been in existence for over 1,500 years? When he calls people to come together to Italy to pray, every religion comes. Everyone. Why? Because he is God. So they all come. Holy Father. This was 1986 has been repeated two more times. And every time he calls, they come. The grievous and the greatest loss to that empire of Rome was England. Do you know England was the greatest loss to Rome in the Reformation? When was the Reformation? 16th century. Today we are in the 21st century. 16 from 21st, 500 years ago. During the Reformation, thank God, the return of the light. During the Reformation, many countries in Europe and England broke away from Rome. But England was the most serious loss. Most serious, because it is like the gem, the crown pearl in the crown. So it is the most grievous loss. And you know that Rome is very confident and patient. We will have now counter-reformation to counter the Reformation. 1582, they came out. Since you have so many Protestant Bibles, we will come out with the English Roman Catholic Bible called the Douay Version. 1588, they sent a fleet of warships from Spain, the Spanish Armada, to conquer England. God sent a typhoon and blew all the ships in the shipwreck. It was a disaster, hand of God. However, I said, Rome is patient. And it says, never mind. We will know how to retake England. So they built monasteries, 200. Can you imagine? In the country, 200 monasteries. What a monastery. The hotbed of the growth of the priests. Convents, 400. Bible colleges, theological colleges to train priests, 29. All these in order that England must return. Were they successful? Almost, almost. Now, the sorest product of the Reformation was the King James Bible. Out of the Reformation came a Bible called the King James. Why King James? Because King James came from Scotland, having been indoctrinated and well taught in the Presbyterian faith like we. Bible believing as well as Calvinist in belief. And he became King James the First of England. And at that time, the country was in revival. And they said, we must have one Bible instead of eight Bibles. One. How can they have eight? Eight versions? Tyndale Bible, Great Bible, Bishop's Bible, and other Bibles. You cannot unite the people. We must have one. So, King James, please, can you help us? King James obliged. He supervised, and out came King James Bible, the Reformation Bible. For this Bible, four men suffered the fires of Rome to produce this Bible. And hundreds more died because they wanted to read the Word of God. Today, no more. Today, King James Bible is cast off. Who wants to read King James? These and thous we don't understand. Satan is smarter than you think. So, this is the Reformation Bible. We are carrying the Reformation Bible, much to the dismay of the ecumenists. But Rome is patient. Rome says, semper idem. We are always the same. We remain the same. We will never move. Do you know that the Roman institution is the most durable, most powerful on earth today? No other institution has got representation in every country on earth. And there they control everything that is important, except Rome. And Rome says, change will come. We just bide our time. In due time, England will return. Is that prediction right? I would say, absolutely. Absolutely. In the 1800s, modern thought grew. What is modern thought? People began to forsake the Word of God. Why? Our scholars know better. Rationalism means using human reasoning. If you cannot reason out how to cross the Red Sea, that Red Sea becomes fiction, fairy tale. And so, how did Jesus feed 5,000? Oh, because people all brought secret hampers. When they saw the boy come out with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, everybody came out, and that is the miracle. Did Jesus walk on the water? Yes. He knew all the hidden secret steps, and he said he walked on. So this is called rationalism. Higher criticism is, scholars say, we know better. How can there be a book called God's book? We know. We will use criticism to study. If it cannot be proved, it is out. We will criticize the text and decide which are correct, which are not. Man becomes master over God's word. Dear friends, do you understand? All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And holy men of God were called to write. And as God gave the word, they wrote. That's how we got the Bible. Liberalism is, man is liberalized, no longer under the fetters of God inspiring. No more. 19th century, 1859, came a man called Charles Darwin. And that spelled the downfall of England. How do we know? When Darwin died, do you know this? Have you been to London? Have you seen the Westminster Abbey? The most honored building in the whole of England is the Westminster Abbey. And in it are buried all the kings and queens only. But when Charles Darwin died, they say, wow, he's greater than the king. We must bury him. He went to Westminster Abbey and was buried there. This is the sign of the death of biblical Christianity, because they honor the man who says, there is no God. We came from monkeys. And people choose to believe it. The whole spiritual climate has changed. Do you know that today? Today, England is no longer a Christian country, just as Australia. Now, the damage is done. We come back to the King James Bible. Fifth column for Rome. Rome says, this Bible is the flagship rallying point for whole of England. We must bring this down. Everybody is carrying King James Bible. We cannot tolerate it. How do we get rid of it? Oh, you cannot touch it because it was national treasure. The English at that time, being revived under the Holy Spirit, were ready to die to read the Bible. The fifth column came in two men. As I said, one man inside your country works for the enemy. That's why we have ISA. Do you know what is ISA? ISA means you working for the enemy, we put you in the lockup. They cannot call lawyers. You don't go to court. Those who help the enemy from within are the most dangerous people. And the two of them called Westcott and Hort. They came under the guise of Anglican churchmen, highly respected. One man can do more damage than 1,000 enemies outside. You like to see how they look. In China, they'll be court-martialed and finished. Only on appearance, the appearance doesn't look good. Should have. Westcott on the left, Hort on the right. For 20 years, they worked on the counterfeit New Testament. They're servants of Satan, Westcott and Hort. Of course, this is what we say. Do you know the majority of Christian scholars today worship Westcott and Hort? Even our former Mandarin pastor carried the Westcott and Hort. Two Anglican churchmen serving the cause of Rome, apostates. They are the fifth column. Worse than 2,000 outside. They are right inside. What did they do? Produce the Greek New Testament to supplant or to displace the Textus Receptus on which King James Bible is based. So they brought in. Where did they come from? Two texts, two manuscripts called Sinaiticus and Vaticanus. And the scholar from Oxford called Dean Burgett says they are the most corrupt, most vile, corrupted texts. And these two men came into the committee for revising the King James Bible. Do you know there was such an event? 1870. The committee came in, and inside there was two fifth column men, and that began the downfall of the King James Bible. As I said, Rome is patient. These two men, apostates. Do you know what is an apostate? Today you believe with us. Down the road somewhere, you get deceived and you turn against the faith. You are an apostate. So simple. And they use a corrupt Greek text to topple the Textus Receptus. We hang on to King James Bible because it is based on the best text, the God-inspired Textus Receptus. And their text now, today, becomes the standard text around the world. All Bible scholars carry Westcott and Hort. Why? Do you know? I ask you, do you know why? answer is they're deceived by the evil spirit. And it is the source of all the modern English versions. M-E-V. Modern English versions. Do you know what the modern English versions are? Here they are. ERV, English Revised Version. RSV, Revised Standard Version. GNB, also called Good News Bible, also called Bad News Bible. NIV, today it is the number one Bible in the world. NIV, NASV, New American Standard Version, TLB, today's the Living Bible, NKJV. Wow, I always thought how good to have a New King James. It is a corrupt and very wicked Bible. Very wicked Bible. All these came out of the Westcott and Hort effort. Do you know this? Today, certain Bibles have approved, received Rome's approval. The approval is given in a Latin word called imprimatur. Learn that word and you'll be wiser. Imprimatur means let it be printed. Permission is given to print it. We approve. What are approved? As I said, NIV, TEV, NDB, RSV. Why? Because they are corrupt enough. If not enough, we don't approve. Now, in conclusion, England today is a very sad nation. You read last month, riots around the major cities. Why? Because they have taken the law into their own hands. Young people running riot. No God, godless, multi-religious. The biggest mosque is built in Regent's Park. Everywhere they're springing up. And they're demanding rights. Churches empty. Who wants to go to church? That's how we bought one and began a BP church. Archbishops, all the archbishops in the last 70 years pledged, we will return to Rome. Finished. The Church of England is finished. This is part of the ecumenical process. And the final product is Babylon. One world is coming. Just bear this in mind. The name is Babylon. One world. Rome has achieved its objective. KJV, our King James Bible, that you and I hold dear, is finished. In the sense that no longer is it the number one Bible. But it took Rome 400 years to achieve this, do you know? Rome is patient. You and I come and go. Rome is still there. After 1,500 years, will Rome ever end? What do you think? Will Rome be forever? Dear friends, when the Lord comes with the sharp sword out of his mouth, it will judge Rome. Who did this dethroning of KJV? A man called Rupert Murdoch from the land of Australia. settled in America. He's the media kingpin of the whole world. All the media, number one king. And he bought all Zondervan, which owns NIV. When people read about it, the shares went up, right up $4. Today, it is the number one seller. Rome is patient, and Rome will achieve it. We end with a battle song. The battle song is in the 436. And I've asked my good friend Elder Boone to lead you to sing. I will not be able to do justice to the song. 436. Please turn there and let's arise to sing. 436.
Follow my timing.
Sound the battle cry, see the foe is nigh, raise the standard high for the Lord. Gird your armor on, stand firm everyone, rest your cross upon his holy word. Rouse then soldiers, rally round the banner, ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna, rise his captain of the mighty